Hello everyone, we're just down here in the Laggan Towpath for another devotional. We do apologise that over maybe the last week or so, or the last couple of weeks, the sound quality maybe hasn't been that good. It's been very, very windy, especially down there at the docks in Belfast, so the sound quality wasn't so good, but we've invested in some new technology, so hopefully the sound quality will be better from here on in. It's early in the morning, it's cold, it's freezing, I can hardly feel my fingers, but we're just standing in the towpath, as it were, and in the background you'll see part of Barber Threads, this great industry, this great factory that stood for over 200 years and employed over the years thousands and thousands of people. Generations found their employment here in Barber Threads. It was opened in 1823 on 45 acres of land, and at its height employed over 2,000 people. It was used greatly during the First World War to provide thread for the British Army, for parachutes, for boots, for uniforms, knapsacks and haversacks and other different things. So it's a very, very important industry in Great Britain. And indeed it was the envy of the entire world. And we've been thinking a little bit about thread in the Bible, that scarlet thread that we learned about yesterday in the tabernacle. And then another story that comes to mind whenever we think about thread is the story of Rahab the harlot, Rahab the prostitute from Jericho. She was an outsider to the children of Israel. She was a Gentile. She was a woman of ill repute. She was a godless woman, a pagan. And yet she came to know and trust in the God of Israel. Spies came to her home to spy out the land. She was favourable to them. Evidently they shared the word of God with her. She came under conviction and she trusted in the God of Israel. And there's a little verse in the book of Hebrews that speaks of Rahab, Hebrews 11, Faith's Hall of Fame, and it says, By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she received the spies with peace. Her city, like this world of ours, was to be destroyed, and the ungodly would perish. And that's the same today. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And while her city was tumbling down and perishing around her, God spared Rahab the harlot because she had put her faith in the God of Israel. She was simply saved by faith. But then there's a verse in the book of James that speaks of Rahab, and it indicates that while she was justified by faith, there was a sense as well in which she was justified by works. There's a wee dog's just turned up here. Looks like a wee pup. Just watch that lead there, Daniel. Keep her lit. You want to stick your foot in that or just hold it some way in case he comes back again. Yep. James 2:25. Likewise, was not also Rahab the harlot justified by works? So she was justified by faith, but her faith was justified by works. How you doing, folks? You're right. Nice wee dog you have there.
He's too hyper.
See you later. Yep, so she was justified by faith, but that faith was justified by works. We're justified before God by faith, by grace, but our faith needs to be justified before man by works. And you see that in a wonderful way in the story of Rahab. Her faith was in God, but she showed her faith by a pattern of works. Sometimes in evangelical circles, we denigrate works, we almost despise them, we write them off. But works in the Christian life are so important. We're saved by grace through faith, but we're saved unto works. And we see that in the story of Rahab the harlot. And really, to show her faith, this scarlet thread was put out of her home, out of her window. It was a testimony before God that she was putting her faith and trust in the God of Israel and in the blood of atonement. God says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. So that scarlet thread flows throughout Scripture and is seen in the life of Rahab the harlot, justified by faith, redeemed by blood, and yet her life and her faith justified before the world by her works whenever she hid those spies. And those things are important. You need to be washed in the blood. You need to put your faith in the God of heaven. But that faith And that justification needs to be seen before the world in a pattern of works. I trust that you'll learn the lesson and that we all not only have faith in God, but show that faith by the way that we live. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.